Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, 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 my friends, and welcome to another edition of Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is once again intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson Onefeather, and we are premiering today's show, The Astro Sage, which has been about 4 years in the making, and I am so honored to be here with you, Chris, today to launch this vision we had many, many years ago, and now it's here, it's blossomed. So thank you for sticking around for the 4 years.
Yes, well, thank you. It's been kind of a strange journey, but I think that's the state of the universe as we're experiencing it right now.
Absolutely. And I know the Astro Sage is a baby of yours, and the Astro Sage is a little different than what most people would expect. So let's just get into all this beautiful wisdom and knowledge you want to share with those that are, it's probably not the information you read on a regular basis. It's unique and it's different. And that's what I love about the Astro Sage, that you're bringing forward, you know, we're dialoguing about things that what most people probably would not talk about.
Well, yeah, it's fascinating how the universe itself is a reflection of our consciousness. And, you know, a lot of people just make that assumption that everything here has always been and that we have no impact on it. We're just merely a victim of, you know, all these random, bizarre events that appear to be moving us forward in time, but not really toward any actual worthwhile outcome. Because when you really stop and think about it, you know, you want that new house, you want that new car, you want this, you want that, and you get it, and it's like, well, what's next? So it's basically our existence is one of consumption and delusion. We always think, oh, we're going to be happy when we get this or we get that. And the truth is, it always leaves us, you know, with that momentary blip of happiness. But then the overall effect is we're always trying to attain. We're always trying to move forward. And one of the ways that we can actually get some kind of comprehension as to what is really going on is to look at the state of the universe, or the state especially of the solar system, at the time that we were born, which is our natal chart. Mm-hmm. And then to progress forward with that and see how we have evolved, and then eventually to arrive at a point where we can utilize the movement, the advance of the planets, to give us some kind of a sense of where we're headed and what it is that is drawing us to have these experiences and to do the things that we're doing. And ultimately, of course, the whole point of all of this is to eventually awaken and realize that we are orchestrating everything. We are not victims of anything. We are the ones mm-hmm. who have set these forces into motion.
Yes. Beautiful. Now, there's one thing that I know I've spoken to you about this, because I feel it's really important that those that are listening in truly understand the whole, you know, the dynamics behind the age of Aquarius, I want to say, because I get this quite a lot. And again, I'm not an astrologer. So when I came to you and I said, Chris, let's just talk about the age of Aquarius and what's really going down. And I think this is something that a lot of people are not truly even aware of. So please share the conversation that you and I had about this.
Well, it's very multi-leveled because, again, that's how we as creators operate, is that we like to layer things. We like to pile on stuff. We like to embellish. So, you know, charting the ages, the age of Aries, which preceded the Piscean age that we're currently exiting now, and then looking toward the future, which is the age of Aquarius, all of these things are really hugely ambiguous when you stop and look at them from the level of hard science. And the various ages take anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 years for the actual transit to occur. And so as you're removing yourself from one age, the age of Pisces, and beginning to enter the next age, there is a huge expanse of time there that is kind of a union or a blending of the two ages. So probably around 1900, 1856 to 1900, we started to begin to feel the influence of the age of Aquarius. And this was highlighted with, you know, this expansion of metaphysical dialogue, of spirituality, those things. That actually are very Piscean in nature, but brought into examination because of the Aquarian nature, which is to understand, to analyze, to comprehend. So we probably began to enter the Aquarian age 150, almost 200 years ago now. And we've got probably another 400 years before we have fully moved from the one sign to the other. But above and beyond that, to give you a sense of how ambiguous all of this is and how much it is a reflection of our thinking, we're not even sure exactly 100% what solar system we're in. You know, we were told when we were growing up that we're a part of the Milky Way. Well, in 1977, I believe it was, there was a very small solar system that was discovered, that is very bright, that is very visible, that is in intersection with the Milky Way. And all of a sudden, there was some dialogue about, well, are we actually part of the Milky Way, or are we part of this other solar system that is colliding with the Milky Way? And that other system is called the Sagittarius Dwarf System. So, you know, a lot of people are holding on to, yes, we're absolutely a part of the Milky Way. But there are those renegades out there who are studied people, who are not stupid, who are saying, no, 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 you know, we need to examine this more. We're probably more part of the dwarf Sagittarius system. So we have all of this, everything that you think you see, you're not really going to see anyway, because there's always an extenuating circumstance. There's always some element that moves us from absolute 100% certainty in every living experience in this realm. So that's why it is so vital that we start to really seek to understand ourselves. And that's part of what astrology helps us with, is it helps us to take a look at who we are as an individual, and then to understand how we are creating the world around us. We are manifesting our thoughts so that we can see our thoughts, so we can perceive this, so it's reflected back to us. So it's a very fascinating and exciting and thrilling journey that we're on. But the best way to approach it all is, you know, that old, what was it, back in the 60s, there was that goofy show about being in a Nazi concentration camp, and the master sergeant would say, "I know nothing," and that's really kind of our mantra is that we really don't know what we think we know, and therefore we should be open to discovery. We should be open to expanding our awareness, and we should be open to embracing everybody else that inhabits our world with this consideration of accepting the fact that they have their beliefs. And, you know, you don't want to force your beliefs on them, but you can help them look at their beliefs so that we can all begin to sort all of this out.
Yes, that's so true. And the importance of knowing your own, you know, astrology and again, your natal chart, so that you can look in deeper, because I know you and I are very close in birthdays, but we're many years apart. And, you know, we might have certain denominators that are the same, but when it comes to our unique chart, where every single person is working on something completely different, would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And, you know, that's always reflected in every region of your life. So astrology can be very beneficial. Numerology can work beautifully. Transactional analysis can work beautifully. You know, I mean, it's whatever really appeals to you, whatever really gives you a sense of excitement or curiosity or, wow, this makes complete sense, those are the things that you need to pursue, because those are the things that will give you the answers that you ultimately are looking for.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that we're about to go to a commercial break, so I don't want to get into the next segment of the information you'll be sharing. So just to let people know, Chris and I do have a reading we do together. And now that the music is on, I'll talk about this later on the show. So stay tuned, and we'll be back after the commercial break, where Chris will continue sharing his wisdom on knowledge with the premier of the Astral Sage. Stay tuned, my friend.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yolito Pascual and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is an intuitive astrologer, Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, and today is the premier of the Astral Sage. So, Chris, I'm just going to lead it right back to you, my friend.
Well, you know, the foundation of the chart, if you take a look at it, it's a 360-degree circle, and there's 1 degree theoretically for every day of the year. Well, that doesn't quite work, because we've got 364 and a quarter days in each year, or 365 and a quarter days. But basically, everything that we're doing with astrology is a process of putting a slightly larger foot into a slightly smaller shoe. So when we're starting off with astrology, we have to be aware of the fact that there are things that are having to be adjusted in order to make everything fit. So we've got a 360-degree circle that we smash 365 days into, and that creates a sense of our identity. So that tells us right off the bat that our identity is always subject to change. It is always subject to adjustment, that who we believe we are is merely a fabrication that we have created. So when we're looking at what we identify with as being our chart, we're looking at a fabricated persona. We're looking at somebody that we created. And obviously we had to have created this someone before we were born, because, you know, that's what the chart is all about. It's the reflection of the universe at the moment of our birth. So it starts us off on a journey of looking at astrology with a consciousness of accommodation. In other words, there is nothing in astrology that is carved in stone. Everything, again, is up to interpretation. It's up to possibility, because astrology in reality is simply a way of holding on to something that really isn't real. And that's what our ego is an identity that we've generated. It's not real. And someday you're going to croak, and whoever you are will kind of vanish. The core essence of who you are, your spiritual identity, will exist throughout eternity. But everything here is very ephemeral. We are in a temporary experience. There is going to be change. And that's the beauty of astrology. It gives us indicators. It's like a roadmap. It says the potential for this to happen is 78%. The potential for that to happen is 95%. But it's up to you to accept these things as being real or not real. That's the determining factor. So to the degree that you believe in your chart and its inevitability, that locks you in to that space of saying this is a concrete thing, and so you will experience it in a very concrete way. As you start to recognize, oh, there are malefic things here, there are bad things here, there are alligators lurking under the surface of the pond, then that starts to challenge you to, you know, expand your vision and to move beyond that belief that this rigidly controls your future. So then we learn how to move with more opportune cycles and to adjust for cycles where there are confining and restricting energies. But it basically gives us the ability to kind of, like one of those frogs that goes leaping across the pond, you know, walking on water, it gives us that capacity if we actually utilize astrology in a enlightened way. Don't just take it as I'm doomed, this is what, you know, my chart claims and this is what I have to suffer through. It's all about the ability to choose and to flow with the universe and to forgive and to expect things to work out for some kind of higher purpose, because that's what we're all being guided to do.
Yes, absolutely. I know that when I'm working with people as well, that, again, it's just like a chart. I mean, what I tap into when I do a reading, what spirit is communicating with me, again, the person who is listening has the free will to do that which they want with the information. It's like we're opening up the door for them to become a stronger soul. Do they decide to do it? Well, it's completely up to them. And a lot of people, when they see challenges, they'd rather just push it aside and say, oh, I'm not going to deal with that. But, you know, when we get into a lot of the astrology and we get into portholes and, you know, certain things that are happening energetically, again, we have the choice to be able to tap into the, use it to become a greater soul, or we can just sit there and say, well, it's going to happen automatically. And again, this is just not the way this works. It's all about energy.
Yeah, and your capacity to make decisions. So the real point of it all is to empower yourself to get beyond that place of being a victim of a reality that you created. You know, when Shakespeare tells us that, our reality is based on our thoughts, you know, then we begin to question, what have I been thinking that has created this experience? You know, Shakespeare said everything is good or bad, but thinking makes it so. See, it's your thinking about it, your belief in it, that makes it a reality, that brings it into concrete reality. So, you know, this is the way that we actually develop an escape avenue from the darkest side of what our ego can imagine. Because ultimately, at the core of our ego, there is a death wish. You know, if you talk to, or if you have taken any psychology classes in school, you've undoubtedly encountered that idea of a death wish, which is a part of the human component. Well, that is a part of the ego that loads up on guilt, that loads up on fear, that loads up on self-loathing, and then the only solution is, oh, well, I'll just kill myself. So, and of course, we as spiritual beings, even though we are not always fully present with that reality, we do begin to recognize that there is this death wish that exists in some darker part of our own consciousness. And that is what astrology can help us to address. It's to be able to identify that, and then instead of attacking it or subduing it or ignoring it, to be able to embrace it and bring it into light and recognize that, oh, I can step out of this life that I have created, this astrology chart that I have created. I can step back into my truth and create a better outcome and escape the inevitable, which is that, you know, everybody's chart at some point comes to a termination point. So really it is a journey into a more ascendant kind of perspective of what the world is all about.
Absolutely. And I mean, to be honest, how many of us listening right now have, you know, gone outside and looked up at the stars and just said, I just want to go home. You know, it's just something that we all have, and you have to laugh about it, because it is, it's change, and it's allowing the light to come and to realize you did create your reality, and that by going a little deeper into your astrology chart, you might find out, you know, why is something triggering you so much? Maybe it's in one of your notes, and this is something you need to work through. And I think that astrology is absolutely a part of somebody's spiritual toolbox. You must use astrology to be able to help further yourself to become that better soul that we all are.
Yes, absolutely. And again, it's a journey, and it's one of the tools. I mean, I have good friends who do soul retrieval work, who do spirit journeys, who do shamanistic work. And if you're compelled to go in that direction, that's just as valid. But astrology is it's a very mindful way, because it is analytical. It is based on reason, on thought. But it can bring you into a place where you can transcend the thoughts that you have about who you are and what your destiny is and what you deserve in life, and help you ascend to a higher plateau where you're experiencing more joy, more fulfillment, more of a sense of liberation from that natal chart that you were born into. It becomes more and more pliable. It becomes something that you can alter by will rather than be a victim of by fate.
Oh, nice. I like that. I like that word. Put aside the victim mentality, my friends. And this is something, again, as a medium, I encounter quite often as well, that you know, again, we have all been programmed a certain way, and the analytical is one part of the mind I am finding people are finding very difficult, because I teach the personality traits, which is, this is the green trait in people. The analytical needs to know why. And if you can just kind of sit back and maybe look at the chart and kind of analyze it, like you said, get analytical with it, but you're going to start to see little things to say, oh, okay, I can understand this. Now, you know, we're working into this energies, or this is where we're going, you know, this month with astrology. So I can look a little deeper into my own chart to see where I can be, again, enlighten myself to go to the next level.
Yes. And, you know, there are astrologers out there that can give you a lot of very valuable information and insight and help you develop your skill sets and develop the tools that you need to make all of this make sense. There are equally, just like anything else, a number of astrologers out there who are looking for fresh game. And so you have to use discernment. You have to be willing to question, not from the level of the mind so much, but from the level of the heart. How do I feel about this person, about what they're telling me, about the charts that they're talking about? And select somebody who can help you to understand your own personal chart in a way that is not them forcing their beliefs on you. So,
yes.
Again, it's, you know, it's a thing of selectivity. It's a thing of inspiration, standing in the moment, mm-hmm. being inspired, allowing yourself to see and hear things that that perhaps you have resistance to. And mm-hmm. then advancing with that and moving in that direction of allowing your guidance to come from somebody who has your best interests at heart, somebody who truly cares and is in service to spirit and who wants to see you understand what's going on in your chart so that you can become liberated, so that you are no longer the victim.
Absolutely. So when we get back from this commercial break, we will continue the Astral Stage, the premier show, with our special guest, Chris Anderson Wendfeather. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back at the commercial break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today is the premiere show of Astral Stage with my special guest, intuitive astrologer Chris Anderson, better known as Wendfeather. And before the commercial break, we were just talking about, you know, finding someone who resonates with your soul, someone who you can work with to help you along your spiritual journey or your awakening journey. And I'm feeling spirit is saying, just, you know, take a deep breath and know that there might be a lot of people out there that do astrology, or like myself, who's a medium, and just allow your soul to guide you to where you're supposed to go, so that when you connect with somebody, that soul recognition kicks in so that they can help you open up the door so that you can now choose where you want to go at your soul level. It is very difficult for people to understand this, but when you start to really get into this, you're going to start to feel that pull, just like the pull that I've had with Chris since probably the day I met him.
Well, thank you. That's a beautiful validation, and I do put a lot of effort into trying to communicate to people that everything's all right. You know, I mean, we're conditioned to believe that everything's wrong. You pick up a newspaper, everything's wrong. You know, every corner that you move around, every situation you encounter in life, you're left with this sense of being disturbed, being at a place of discomfort. And really, you know, the journey is to arrive at a point where you're at peace with not only yourself, but with the universe you inhabit. And again, this goes back to the idea of what can astrology do for me? What does it have to offer for me? Well, it can actually help you arrive at a place where you're feeling more peaceful and more in harmony just with the daily routine of being alive, of being here on the planet. So there are definitely a lot of things to be gained by examining astrology as a, you know, an oracle that you can be on board with, as something that makes sense to you. But above and beyond that, there's also, as I was saying earlier, the elasticity of astrology. You know, astrology is something that is very adaptable. It works in a way that is actually very profound, in that it gives you what you need when you need it in the moment. And obviously that can be, you know, that can be enhanced by your willingness to kind of go with the flow. But it is a system that is very ancient and very profound, and it does have a lot of potential rewards as a personal oracle, as a process that can lead you to a place of insight, a place of revelation, where the needs that you have to know what's going on in the world are resolved in a way that makes sense and is somewhat effortless in its overall nature. You know, we have so many different schools of astrology, and the Western astrology is based on basically planetary positions that we have moved away from. So right off the bat, we again are able to look at the ambiguity of astrology, but that ambiguity is necessary because that is how we adapt. That is how we make adjustments. That is how, you know, everything fits together in an intelligent way to help us look at things in our own personal journey. So if you want a school of astrology that is based on the actual real position of the 12 signs of the zodiac, you would have to go to the Vedic system, which is the East Indian astrology. And as far as my own personal thoughts, I feel like Ayurvedic astrology is very good if you were born in India, but I've seen it fail for a lot of people who are born, you know, in Western civilization. Then on a more personal level, from my Native American background, there is, you know, an Ojibwa fellow who created a Native American astrological wheel, and his name is Sun Bear. He has since transitioned over to the happy hunting ground, as it were. But he put together a wheel that is based on Native American symbology. And I've seen a lot of people delve into that and get a lot of positive answers. They felt like they were getting, you know, some level of personal truth from that. So there's a lot of different systems. There are a lot of different things out there that can work on your behalf, that can be illuminating, that can help you evolve, but they don't necessarily always have to be this rigid kind of thing of right and wrong. because the more you look into the universe, the more you recognize that there really isn't any real right or wrong. There are merely beliefs. And the beliefs that you cultivate, the beliefs that you are, you know, able to handle, are the ones that you need to pursue.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. It's true. The belief system right now is where we're all being, I think, challenged the most. What have you believed in the past? What do you believe now? And are you opening up to changing that belief template or something that you've been programmed to believe and now starting to realize that, that maybe that belief is truly not the case for yourself, and maybe you're shifting?
Exactly. And, you know, when shift happens, if you're not careful, it'll splash all over you. So you have to be willing to be nimble. Yes, you have to be nimble and be willing to get off of that old belief structure that you've been hanging on to for forever and question what it is that you feel is real and that you feel has value for you. And as you begin to do that, you will discover that, oh, wow, there's a whole universe here that exists within me, that exists within my mind and my spirit that I was oblivious to. And I think that's one of the most thrilling parts of this journey of awakening that we're all on the threshold of, is that as we begin to recognize the limitations of our beliefs, that gives us the option of stepping out of the limited vision and starting to embrace a much bigger vision of who am I and where am I going and what can I do.
Absolutely. And I believe, again, I'm not an astrologer here, but I do believe these eclipses coming up are going to really, you know, wake people up, throw them around. It's like I feel like we're going in a washing machine personally, but I feel that this is a time where people can really have these, oh my gosh, moments and realize the beauty that just is shone in front of them. It's just like, wow, I never thought of it this way, but now, wow, this is a new way of looking at life in a whole new way.
Exactly. And I think ultimately, even though there's going to be struggle and turmoil as we're going through this process, I think we have to look at the outcome as being, you know, not only necessary, but highly desirable. Because how much of your day do you spend, you know, being chased by bears, living in fear, living in frustration, living in limitation? And that really is where we're headed, is to get to a place where we are no longer limiting ourselves by our beliefs. We are beginning to liberate ourselves by changing our mind about who we are and what life is. So we're really at the, you know, at that first initial opening the door of a huge expansion in consciousness. And again, it's going to be up to you. Are you going to run away and hide, or are you going to push the door open and take an enthusiastic leap forward into the coming times and embrace what it is that gives your soul a real sense of joy? And, you know, I mean, one of my favorite experiences are the ecstatic experiences that we can all have in music. If you, for me, it's always trapped in that garment of opera. There are certain operatic passages where I feel this the ecstasy is so overwhelming that I'm literally drawn out of my body. I'm literally taken to a much higher plateau. And I think that we're going to be seeing more and more of this. The ecstatic experience is going to become more a part of human consciousness. And in order to arrive at that place, we have to go through the desert. We have to, you know, we have to go through the rough places with the expectation that this too shall pass, and where I'm going to is going to be so much more beautiful than where I have been, that it's worth the journey, it's worth the effort.
Absolutely. And I love the fact about you mentioning about the music, because this is something I'm very big on. And the fact that you mentioned classical, I've noticed over the last year or so through my shifting, when I sit down and I need to just do quiet time and shut down the mind, I'm pulled to classical jazzy music. And, you know, I'll be honest with everybody listening. That was, you know, back in the day, that was not my choice. Yes, I could listen to it, but it was more of the 70s and stuff. But I'm finding now that my 70s and music that I like to dance to is great during the day, but when I need to sit down and do soul solitude, the jazzy classical music is what comes through. And spirit's like, okay, sit down and have a cup of tea and listen to this. And it does the same thing for me as it does for you. Brings me into this completely new euphoric feeling and allowing the soul to really connect, I think, with the frequencies, per se, of the music as well.
Exactly, yeah. And there is a constant state of ecstasy that we can access. This is something that a lot of people don't have that recognition, that this is a natural thing. They believe that this is something that happens as a result of getting a hold of some really good mushrooms or something like that. But the reality is that ecstatic place is always there. It has existed forever. It is part of eternity, and it is accessible. You can go there. You don't need permission to go there. You can go there and experience it and have that joyous outcome to an afternoon that may have been tedious or stressful or whatever, simply by will. It is your will that opens that door. Mm-hmm. It is your acceptance of the power of who you are that, you know, will eventually attune you to that, so you can just, like you said, sit down and, you know, plug into it and let it happen, let it unfold.
Yes. And it takes, again, my friends, it's there is no wrong or right to this. Like you said, there is no duality here, that this quietness within the soul is there for the taking. And all you need to do is really just sit down and turn off the monkeys for a few minutes. Tell the monkeys to take a seat. And really just, I feel that when you go into this, it's, you'll almost feel like the soul or the heart chakra just kind of opens up, and it just allows you to bring you to a place that is already within you. But because of all the noise, most of us don't even realize it's there. So I'm asking all those that are listening in, take the time to shut off those monkeys and really go in and feel this love that illuminates from the deep of your soul for you to tap into.
Exactly. And this is the beauty of the true course of life, is that the things that give you the most in life are things you don't have to pay for. They're things that you've always had that you have been consciously ignoring and avoiding for God knows how long. So really, this is one of those glimmers that comes out of astrology. This is one of those ahas that is afforded us as we start to investigate who am I, you know, and what was the condition of the universe at that precise moment I was born, and how does that affect me? Does that have any meaning in my life? So, and, you know, if you're into hardcore science, you'll probably be able to dismiss this without a second thought, you know, because scientists are still telling us astrology doesn't work, and you know, you're just getting shammed by people who are out there looking for victims. And I'm not going to say that that doesn't exist, because it most assuredly does.
Yes, it does. So it points to where you go, my friend. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we will be doing the weekly message from Spirit and see what else the Astral Sage has in store. Stay tuned, my friend.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Chris Anderson, better known as One Feather, and today is the premiere of the Astral Sage, and this is the time in the show where Spirit just comes in and gives me a message for all those that are listening for this upcoming week. And Spirit is saying that those that are listening in, you do have a lot of stability in your life and you have a foundation, and they really want you to start to focus on this because the truth is coming to the surface with, at a soul level, that within your soul, you might be feeling that people are still being sneaky with you or they're going behind your back. And Spirit is saying, please stop this, because again, a lot of you are focusing on what you don't want instead of what you do want, or the boys come out, which is the ego, and pounce on you to make you think otherwise. And they're saying that instead of a lot of people going within deep within their own soul, they're listening to their gut, but they're not going deep enough. So what's happening is history is repeating itself in certain areas of your life. And it could be because of something someone else is saying, or a belief that we've been talking about is still in play. And they're saying, you know what, this is a real week to really get moving to where you need to go and stop feeling that you're at a standstill, that life is forever changing. It's a constant flow. And the only person that leaves you in a standstill is truly the boys or your ego to make you think otherwise. So just understand that this is a really, I'm feeling there's a lot of soul solitude that could be done during this next week to really go within and feel the love within you and understand that you are a powerful soul. Every single one of us is. And if you're doing work on yourself, then collectively we're actually becoming, you know, higher in vibrations as a global entity. So Chris, is there anything you want to join to that?
Well, yeah, I want to reaffirm that idea of entering the silence, because people don't really get it more often than not, how very powerful silence can be, how it is actually, it is a presence, it is a place that we can go to where we can find a transcendent experience, where we can step out of our smallness, where we can begin to recognize something magnificent that not only exists but dwells within us. So this is definitely a cycle in our personal history where meditation and stepping into places where we can step away from the world around us briefly throughout the day, making that a conscious practice is going to actually make your world a lot better through somewhat tumultuous times.
Yes. And even just stopping and taking a deep breath from the navel a couple of times, my friends, you have no idea how much that can truly help you, especially if you're out at work and things are like really crazy. Just, you know, go outside for 2 minutes, take a deep breath, breathe from your navel, and just allow yourself to just get back in tune with the soul. And if you're really wigging out, you'll notice that you breathe from your chest, not your navel. So if you notice you're doing that a lot or you're huffing and puffing, stop and just take a deep breath and know that this can help center you again and get you back so that you can move forward without spinning out of control.
That is absolutely a fact. So, and as we're looking at the upcoming transits and what's getting ready to unfold as we're moving forward in time here, we do see a lot of bumps in the road. I mean, it is going to be somewhat tumultuous over the next few months, and it's going to be very important that you realize that none of this is personal. This is not singling you out. You are not the victim here. You may want to hang on to that victim role, but the truth is you are not the victim, and so you need to get out there and integrate, participate, and help others around you as they're going through these journeys that are taking them away from their own truth and from their own liberation. So really, you know, that statement that Jesus reiterated when he was talking about the Good Samaritan, are we our brother's keepers? Yes, we are. And it's going to be damned important that you get out there and contribute and make other people's lives more rewarding and meaningful simply by giving them that affirmation that they need to hear.
Beautiful. And Chris, I have to say my father just showed up and wanted to give you a thumbs up because, you know, you and I both know he was a big fan of Jesus when he was here. So the fact that you just brought that up, he just wanted to say kudos, Chris. He loves you dearly, and he's so glad that you and I have teamed up together to move forward and help people understand that this is a journey and there is no wrong or right. You know, there's scary moments, but, you know, you can get out of that. And Chris and I have created a service going with the Charting of Tides of Life show that we do, and it's called the Luminous Soul Readings. And it's a half hour reading from each one of us. It's two separate readings. So you'll have a mediumship reading with myself where I tap into your soul, and whatever soul wants to tell me, I'll mention it with you. And then what we do is I send that information to Chris, just bullet points, nothing major. And then what he does is he goes into the astrology and goes a little deeper to amplify the message that I got from Spirit. So you can find that at my website. I know Chris has been really busy, so it's not there yet. So go to my website, carrieturcotte.com, and click under readings, and you'll see the Luminous Soul Readings. And, you know, I enjoy doing work like this. I enjoy being able to help people, and I feel so grateful that you and I have teamed up to be able to help others together. It's a beautiful feeling, Chris.
Well, and it's in its own way, it is self-serving because, you know, when you really delve into it and start to look at the law of one, in reality, there's only one being here. It is a being that is universal. It is encompassing universes throughout eternity, but it is one consciousness, one being. So every good thing you do for somebody else, you're doing for yourself. And everything that is done on your behalf by others is a kind of a payback. It's a way of giving back to yourself, even though you may not recognize it for what it is. So really, in truth, there's only one of us here. And the more we can be good to each other, the more we can support each other, the more we can assist each other, the faster we will all get out of this mess and arrive at a place where joy is reinstated as, you know, a permanent condition. And I think that's probably the most important part of our discussions is the fact that, you know, if you can just get out of yourself for a few seconds every day, you are going to discover that there is something within you that is astonishing that you perhaps have never really looked at, and it's time for you to examine it.
Yes. And it's something I'm just seeing a picture right now that Spirit's showing me, and it's something I use often, but every single one of us is a beautiful piece of this beautiful puzzle that we're creating. And a lot of people do not see themselves as part of this beautiful picture we are creating, which is simply not the case. Every single one of us is a part of this puzzle. And as we start to come together and we join together as one, the information and wisdom and knowledge becomes brighter. It's a bigger picture for people to tap into. But then you start to realize that you too are also a part of this. And what you bring to this world is very unique and different, but in all, we're all unique and different, which makes this such a beautiful puzzle beautiful picture that we actually are creating. So see yourself as a piece of this puzzle, my friends. You are magical, and you are a piece of puzzle just like every single one of us on this planet.
Very, very true. Well, pardon me?
I was just going to say, I know we only have a few moments left, so if there's anything you want to finish it off with, Chris, please, this would be the time.
Okay, yeah, I would just say again, reiterating that idea that there is only one of us here. And so if you can step into that as part of your belief system, you're going to make your life and a lot of other people's lives a lot more joyous. So, you know, why not? Why would you have any reservations about taking that step when it is so easy and so rewarding, so completely joyous and amazing?
Absolutely. And I just want to let those that are listening know that the at the end of the month, Chris will be back again for Charting the Tides of Life on February 27th. And this is the show where we talk about what's coming up the following month. So he'll be talking about on February 27th what will be taking place in March. And then I just wanted to let those that are listening to know that next week is our one-year anniversary here at Vibe Nation Radio. So Spirit has guided me to have our first anniversary Spirit Party, where those that I channel through the Vibe Report, which is my dad and a buddy, Bradley, they're going to come through in spirit, and they're going to be doing messages for people live as they call in. So all this information is carrieturcotte.com, the information about the shows that Chris and I are doing, about the readings that Chris and I are doing together, all the information is at my website. And join my newsletter, because I just sent some information out about these shows and what was going on. So that is all there in one little nice little email about what's going on and what's coming up and how to plug in to all this beautiful information that we share here on Vibe Nation Radio. So thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate you coming on this week. And
absolutely.
May the force be with you. And I
yes,
look forward
get
to
out there
you
and,
at the end of the month.
Yes, get out there and share the love and pass the love around.
Sounds good. Share the love, my friends. Have a wonderful week. And I will see you next week on our first year anniversary party with Spirit. Take care. Bye-bye.